Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Judith Glaser, Dr. Judith Glaser is our guest. She's creatingwe.com, is that right? Judith, is that the website, creatingwe.com?
Yep, and then Conversational Intelligence has its own website with lots of articles and stories, and you're up on, every time I'm on your show, I put you up on my website.
I know, and so that's conversationalintelligence.com?
Intelligence.com, yep.
So check it out, folks. That's the title of the book. Very important book, folks. So, all right, we're talking about the science of selling, the neuro part of selling. What are some other things we need to know about this?
So here's the bottom line. There's different chemistry that gets activated depending on how you're being perceived by your future or potential customer. And if you spend more time warming up the environment, even, for example, walking into somebody's office and noticing a beautiful painting on the wall,
right,
and asking questions about it, or a child, if they have lots of pictures, you know they care a lot about their
mm-hmm.
family. Spend the time just warming up that way and getting to know the person and appreciating them. Because, that there's certain keywords that turn into oxytocin. And I can't even underscore enough that when oxytocin is flowing, it makes it easy. Selling is not what they feel you're doing. It's just getting to know them and caring.
You know, another thing that will absolutely trigger a bucket of oxytocin
mm-hmm.
is find something that you think would be in their world
mm-hmm.
and say, I'd like to ask your opinion about something.
Ooh, good one.
There's no one on the planet who can resist feeling a warm flow over mm-hmm. them when somebody else says, I'd like to ask your opinion of something. That's huge.
Yep.
That's
huge.
Almost better than saying, tell me about your company.
Yes.
But those two things, those two questions, will get you more time.
Yes. And then the more time that feels good, the more it gets reinforced.
That's the sales. Yes. More time in front of the customer, the prospect, is a salesperson's best friend.
Yes, for sure.
And it's got to be their time. It's got to be time they're giving you, not time you're taking from them.
Yeah.
The two different kinds of time.
Yes, exactly. Well, I love the idea of making them an expert at something and feeling really good and proud, and then they want to talk more.
In fact, you can say that, Judy. You know, John, you're an expert in this industry that you're in. I'm
mm-hmm.
curious about something. What's your opinion of how the industry is doing this or that? You're an expert. People, no one will think you're blowing smoke on them. They'll love it.
Yep. And as you do that, if you start big, there's a word that we have in conversational intelligence called double-clicking. And double-clicking means you start with a big concept, and then you let your questions become deeper and deeper so that you can move from what's happening in the world, and this person is so smart, to what's happening in their personal world, and what can you help them with. So that slide between the big world and the personal world becomes
right.
an easy trajectory for
right.
you and for your client.
Mm-hmm.
And it's paved with beautiful feelings of I care and I respect. And all
She's
those,
right, folks.
All those little signals. See, we agree more than we disagree.
I know. No, it's great. She's exactly right about this. And the thing is, the bottom line of this is, I may have said this earlier in our visit, Judy, when I started out selling, my prospects or suspects, people who didn't know me, may never have bought from me, I could get in to see them because they knew that I knew stuff that they couldn't get anywhere else.
Mm.
So they were glad to see me coming. 40 years ago, when a business owner went to work, they knew they were going to be called on by a handful of salespeople that day. It was automatic. It was going to happen. And they would let them in. Today, people go to work not thinking that. They're thinking, I'm never going to let anybody in.
Right.
And so because we don't have information they need, we've got to replace why we get to stay in front of them with other kinds of things, which is what you're talking about.
Exactly. And many people that do it well end up with lifetime customers. That's what's so incredible.
Customers
not only lifetime,
you can't run off. That's exactly right.
And they recommend you to other people because
there's
so
where you're,
and, that,
and that's the referrals, and that's the cycle that you
mm-hmm.
start. And when you see people making lots of money after they've been selling a long time, it's because of referrals, not because they're cold calling more.
Exactly right. In my business, I've never run an ad. I've never, done marketing. People are happy. They come away feeling smarter and happier
mm-hmm.
and You know, and then they go to a company or they just have a friend in a company and say, you've got to go see so-and-so. And it's wonderful. So there's something about this temperature, the warm-cold thing, that it yep. goes beyond the simple and goes into the, you know, how do you describe it? It's a whole body experience.
Yep.
And it
yep.
imprints. And I can't wait to see you in New York City because I love our conversation, right?
that's exactly right. Hey, Judy, I need the websites again, please.
Okay. It's creatingwe.com. And the book website, which is loaded with beautiful things that people can download and watch and videos and so forth, conversationalintelligence.com.
Hey, Judy, it's good to talk to you. You sound great.
Thank you. Thanks. Great to be back.
And, glad you're here. Come back soon.
Thank you. Sure will. Anytime you ask, I'm there.
Okay. Love you. Take
care. Love you, too. All righty. Bye.
Bye. Dr. Judy Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Simply the best. I'm Jim Blasinski. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.